Nolte, Alec Baldwin declares Felicity Huffman's 14-day prison sentence an injustice. By John Nolte on October 16, 2019. Rich, white, famous criminals looking for a champion need look no further than actor Alec Baldwin, who believes it is an injustice for actress Felicity Huffman to spend 14 days in federal prison after paying a $15,000 bribe to cheat on her daughter's SAT scores. "I don't think anyone involved in the college fraud cases should go to prison," Baldwin tweeted Wednesday. "That includes past cases as well. Community service, fines, yes. But prison time, no. My heart goes out to Felicity, Bill Macy and their family. I don't think anyone involved in the college fraud cases should go to prison. That includes past cases as well. Community service, fines, yes. But prison time, no. My heart goes out to Felicity, Bill Macy and their family." HAB Foundation, at AB Fallot Baldwin, October 16, 2019. "Are you kidding me? Baldwin is eating his heart out over a famous millionaire who has to spend 14 measly days in a federal prison? A woman who used her wealth and influence to try and bump a deserving kid from a crucial spot at a prestigious university? A godless cheater who taught her daughter it was okay to cheat if you have enough wealth and fame? And why is Baldwin singling out college fraud as a white-collar crime that should never come with a prison sentence? It's nonsensical. Does he have a reason for this? I mean, other than famous people like me have been caught doing it? There are all kinds of terrible reasons to send someone to prison. You should not be sentencing people to the slammer for revenge, or to send a message, or even deterrence. A prison sentence should be about one thing, the individual criminal paying society back for the crime committed. Sorry, but sentencing a wealthy woman to a fine, sentencing a working actress, who probably has a lot of time on her hands, to community service, just isn't enough. Nor, in my opinion, is 14 days. At the very least, Huffman should be serving at least 6 months, when freedom is only 2 weeks away. Come on. A 14-day prison sentence is hardly enough time to ponder the fact you've lost your freedom. I would not have sentenced her to more than 18 months. But 6 months is the minimum, a sentence that would force her to have to get used to a prison lifestyle and to despair over the fact that this real life for a while. But I remain curious over why Baldwin, of all white-collar crimes, wants to shield college cheating from any kind of prison sentence. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.